but never stingy, and whenever his contribution towards some good or useful object was required, he gave cheerfully, and in many cases anonymously. In short, he was one of the most uncommunicative of men. He talked little, and his habitual taciturnity added to the mystery surrounding him. Nevertheless, his life was simple and open enough, but he regulated all his actions with a mathematical exactness which, to the imagination of the quidnuncs, was in itself suspicious. Had he travelled, it was very probable, for no one was better informed in the science of geography. There was apparently no out-of-the-way place concerning which he had not some exclusive information. Occasionally, in a few sentences, he would clear away the 1001 rumours which circulated in the club concerning some lost or some nearly forgotten traveller. He would point out the true probabilities, and it really appeared as if he were gifted with